Well, we are going to recognize our graduates. Dan, our minister to students, is going to tell you some things about each of these students, and then I want to share with them a blessing and a scripture that I've chosen for them. Dan?
All right. Hallie Ferguson, come on up. Hallie Ferguson, she was the captain of the Lufkin High School tennis team. She is also a devoted and wonderful member of our student ministry. I could always count on Hallie to offer words in a discussion, her experience of faith, and her story. She's going to Ole Miss next year, and we will truly all miss her. So, Hallie, here's your senior Bible.
There may be some girls throughout Lufkin who are as sweet as you, but there are none any sweeter. You have been so faithful to our church. Your parents, your grandparents, they just radiate because of you. But it's not just your family. I notice you as you're leading out in the tennis team, or just as you lead in on Wednesday nights. You're so faithful. Wednesdays and Sundays, you're faithful. And I think when you go to Ole Miss, some students are going to say, what is it in that girl? What makes her so special? And you'll be able to say, because I'm from East Texas, that's what makes me so special. But deeper than that is the love of God that lives in your heart. So here's my prayer for you, Philippians 1, 9 through 11. This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and the praise of God. Hallie, as you go to Ole Miss, may God go with you, and may God richly bless you. We love you, Hallie. Thank you.
Should have been a cowgirl, should have learned to rope and ride. Mackenzie Foley. All right, Mackenzie Foley. She is our rodeo extraordinaire, drives the biggest truck in Lufkin, and she is graduating. And Mackenzie, you are heading to Trinity Valley in Athens, Texas, on a rodeo scholarship. And Mackenzie, she is a wonderful person, and we love having her around here. Mackenzie, please accept this Bible, and I hope that you have a really great year next year.
Mackenzie, I'm used to you sitting over there where you used to always sit, and Walker would say, you know, Mackenzie, she's a cheerleader. And so when I started going to Panther games, you would radiate on the field. I would overlook the football players, but I could always find you and that big bow in your head that y'all tended to wear. Rodeo. Dan said that the biggest truck, I drove a truck for 2 months and it was too big, but you could have taught me how to park a truck, and you do it so well. But more than parking a truck or even being a cheerleader or that rodeo capability, you know, you have a lot of heritage in this church. Your parents, your grandmother, she's ancient, but she's good. And that wonderful heritage that this church has played in your life. So at Trinity Valley, when you're there, things are difficult. It's not Lufkin. It's not far, but studies are coming and finals are due. I want you to remember 1 Thessalonians 5. Paul wrote, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. As you go to Trinity Valley, may God go with you and may God richly bless you.
Sarah Handley. All right. So we also have some of the smartest seniors we've ever had come through here. Sarah is the salutatorian of the graduating class at Hudson High School. And she will be going to the University of Texas, which I think is pretty huge. That's a great accomplishment. Here in church, her favorite thing to do, or her best memory, was in Miss Finley's first grade class. They used to all sing the books of the Bible. Can you still do it? You don't have Well, Sarah, we always love coming to see you guys dance at Hudson Highlights. We're going to miss that, and we're really going to miss you. And here is your CD. You're welcome.
Sarah, come on this side, because I keep turning my back to these folks, and these folks need to see our graduates as well. Sarah, I did love watching you as a highlight. I mean, you just danced with such freedom. You know, all those little slangs, you know, sayings, you know, leave it on the floor or dance like Jesus made you or whatever. That was you. You were an incredible, incredible dancer. I had the privilege of sitting with you a couple of weeks ago at the Hudson Scholarship Night where they recognized you and 18 of your classmates. It was amazing as I heard you talk about your educator of choice, the educator that ministered to you the most. You're one of my balcony girls, because when I would look for you, there you were up there in the balcony. That was your home away from home. Your mother, your dad, and you. Sometimes the only ones in the balcony, but you were there. As you go to Austin, to UT, don't sit in the balcony. First Baptist Church, Austin, they don't even have a balcony. You find that church is down near the campus. Or if you really want to stretch yourself, find University Baptist. It'll stretch you in ways unimaginable. God lives in you, and we've seen that. Paul wrote to his friend Timothy, these words I leave with you, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but rather set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. As you go to the University of Texas in Austin, may God go with you, and may God richly bless you. Thank you.
Barbara Manatee, Becca Hill. Okay, so last year Becca went on our she went to Super Summer with us, and VeggieTales, I found out, was one of her favorite things in the world. And there's a song called Barbara Manatee that she started singing and couldn't stop laughing at for a good 20 minutes, maybe. A wonderful memory that we have, Becca. Becca has been a truly devoted and wonderful student in our youth group. We're really going to miss her. She's got a great voice. I always love going to see y'all's plays and listen to y'all's choir. And we're going to miss you a whole lot. So here's your senior Bible.
Becca, you have meant so much to us in our church. You've only been around here a couple of years, but you're leaving your two brothers here, so we cannot forget you, because we will have to now keep them in line. I have loved watching you not only in high school choir and here in the sanctuary, but in drama. Oh my, the musicals you've been in. Oklahoma, that was my favorite. I don't know how many plays I've seen you in the last 2 years, but all of them, you radiated. But more than your voice, it was your heart, it was your spirit. And when you would lead us in worship, I would say, that girl can sing. I want her to smile more, but that girl can sing. But they're going to teach you that at A&M. They could have taught you that at Baylor, but they're going to teach you that at A&M. You will go far. Becca wants to be a doctor, and I have great hope that you will be one who will change our world. Christ in you. So here's my prayer. Paul gave these words to the church at Ephesus. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. May God's love, wide, high, deep, may it continue to consume you. As you go to Texas A&M, may God go with you, and may God richly bless you.
I think it's worth noting again that she's going to Texas A&M, so I just want to always throw that out there. All right, Peyton Kimball. Not you, Seth. Sorry, I saw you starting to get up.
You just messed
Peyton
up my
Kimball,
whole
all right. Well, Peyton, another Hudson person here. Peyton was a cheerleader. One of her favorite memories from high school was when she got fourth at State UIL, so that's pretty great. Also, she she can immediately recognize any Justin Bieber song as soon as it comes on. That's pretty amazing. I don't know if I could sing any right now, but also, her biggest role model is her mom, Julie Kimball. So, Peyton, whatever you decide to do next year, wherever you decide to go, you always have a home here, and we'll miss you. Here's your Bible. See you, Peyton.
Peyton, we are proud of you. You are our second balcony girl. Sarah over here, Peyton over here. There's a whole world down here that you haven't seen. And now your parents are down here today, and they're saying, we won't back up in our balcony. Peyton, we...
This is your Bible.
That's because you went the wrong order. Well, you can tell where Dan went to school, can't we? We can indeed. Peyton, I know that God has great plans for you. As you cheered, I went to a... you did cheer for Hudson, right? And I went to a game and they at Apple Springs, and by the time I parked the car and got there, the game was over. And we saw y'all cheer three cheers, and we cheered, and the band marched, and we went home. And I thought, this is a broken record. But anyway, it was an experience to go to Apple Springs football game, Hudson. Maybe it's just the band and the cheerleaders, because the football team is non-existent. But you were cheering. You were cheering for someone, and it was good. Peyton, I love what God is doing in your life. And what I see in your life is what Paul wrote in Galatians. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things, there's no law. May that fruit that lives in you, may it continue to grow, may it continue to ripen. May others look at you and say, what is that? That fruit of God's Spirit. As you go, may God go with you, and may Jesus richly bless you. Congratulations.
Seth Jordan. Seth Jordan, ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy. Seth will be going to the Air Force. You can stand right here if you want, so people can see you.
Get used to people telling you what to do. They're going to just get used to that.
We were actually talking today in Sunday school, when he gets to weddings, he'll never have to worry about what to wear. You always have an attire. Never mind. So Seth, he's a great guitar player, electric guitar player, and acoustic guitar player. He brought a lot to our youth band. But he told me about something that I have just wanted to share with y'all. He is a great prankster. I didn't know this because he didn't play any on me that I know of yet. But I just want to read you something that he's done. Putting food coloring in car washer fluid, like the windshield wiper fluid. Sticking Pop-Its under a toilet seat. That's wonderful. Also, he showed me one today. He wrote code for on the TCU main website page. Said Reagan Jordan voted TCU student of the month. That's amazing. So future of our Air Force right here. So Seth, we're proud of you. We loved having you here. Go do great things. You may not have raised up into the skies yet, but you have lifted our hearts.
Seth, it's not easy when a senior makes a move in a church, but your family and you said, this is going to be our church, and from day one, you've been here in Sunday school, on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, to see you leading out, to see you playing the guitar, plus you have cool hair, and all of that together really made you shine. I loved when I'd go to Lufkin football games, and there you'd be wearing your Lufkin jacket. It was 100 degrees, but you were wearing your jacket. You were like honor guard for Pride, and we were all proud of you, and we have been proud of you. And when you received that commissioning to go to the Air Force Academy, all of us suddenly said, Seth Jordan, he's our best friend, because we're so proud of that accomplishment. We have great hope for you, what God will do in your life. And when I think about the direction of our world, I rest easier knowing that guys like you are going to make a difference. Isaiah 40, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope and wait in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. they will walk and not faint. Seth, as you go to the Air Force Academy, may God go with you and may God richly bless you.
Zach Murray. All right, Zach Murray is heading to AC next year to start working on his nursing degree, and then he's going to go transfer to a four-year college, and he's going to finish that dream up. So Zach, he's in the Lufkin, or he was in the Lufkin High School band, played the saxophone, following the footsteps of his dad over there. And something I always noticed whenever I was at football games, even though you guys are all dressed the same, I could still always pick you out. I think that says something about you and the character that you hold around you and the aura that's around you. So also something about him that you may not know, he can whistle real loud.
Show us. Do it. Come
he
on.
He doesn't have to. Also, he's building a tiny home in his backyard. I didn't know. That's pretty great. So, Zach, we're going to miss you, but you'll still be around here. Don't be a stranger. And here's your senior Bible.
Zach, you are another one of these who've been in this church for generation by generation. And also the generational love of God and the generational, you're following the footsteps of your mom and your sisters in nursing. What a great calling. It's not just a job. It is a vocation. And it's a great vocation. And I hope you're kind and compassionate if you're ever my nurse. All right, and that you're really kind and compassionate. And I always could pick you out, too. You were always out of step. But that's how I always knew. The first time I met you, Zach, remember the first time? I'd been here about 3 weeks. We were having a Super Bowl party. We were at the Lowe's house. And finally, Walker said, Zach, just leave, because you were so obnoxious as a little kid. And now you're a senior. You're not still obnoxious, but you're a great kid. We love you, Zach, and this church loves you. Here's how you're going to do it, I think, as you go forth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and the Lord will make your path straight. As you go to AC and on to four-year university in nursing, may God go with you. May God richly bless you. Congratulations.
Britt Stevens. All right. Britt Stevens. You know, it has been back and forth on what you were going to do, but he has finally decided and landed on Britt will be enlisting in the Air Force on Monday. He's going to be enlisting in the Air Force on Monday. That's pretty great there. He was always showing up at the church just at random times and coming into my office. I'll absolutely miss that. I'll miss you always being there, helping me with setting up lights and sound up in the youth room. He said one of his favorite memories from church is shooting Walker in the back during paintball. So, not his favorite, though. Britt, we really miss you. You've been there for day one since I've been here. Here's your Bible.
Come over here. Britt, you are always here at the church, and a lot, and we... He says, we'll miss you. No, we won't. You are always in our office causing a mess, and we're really grateful for that. I think the Air Force is good. Seth will be your boss one day. Seth will tell you what to do and how to do it, and so you should maybe learn. Maybe we'll practice that over lunch today. Britt, you have grown up. One of the saddest days of my memory of you is when your friends Sutton and Guyler and Russell all graduated. You said, what about me? Well, you were a year younger. They all left you, and you were sad, but you stayed with the youth group. As a senior, you stayed here and became a great leader. Your pickup, man, I'm hoping maybe your parents will buy you a new pickup. Your pickup is in the same condition as Dan's car. It is not good. So you had your pickup. You had your license 3 days. You went to the rodeo, and you had a wreck. 3 days. And what did you do? You called Sutton, Guyler, and they all said, you better call your mom and daddy. Your mother cried, and your daddy, he didn't cry, but he was a little upset with you. So great memories of the rodeo, your pickup, and First Baptist Church. God said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found. God has great plans as you go forth to the Air Force. May God go with you. And may God richly bless you.
Thanks, Brett. Allison Todd. Now, you kind of just know Allison's going to be great after coming from such a great family, the Todds back there. Allison will be heading to Washington University in St. Louis, which is amazing. She also got a perfect score on the ACT. I probably got half of that on mine. You have accomplished so much. Drill team, you were always up here at the church. You were busy. She said today in Sunday school, what's the best piece of advice that she ever got or that she could give is that learn to balance your life between something social, something academic, something spiritual. And if you want a example of what that looks like, yeah, right here. Allison, we are going to miss you, and good luck in the future. Here's your senior Bible. See ya.
Allison, Dan can't even spell ACT. So you have been so... I've never seen a student who really... You could have gone to any university and you were so articulate to figure that out. Your parents would say, hurry up. But they would let you figure it out. I read the website just this week of Washington University. Great scholars. Great minds will come there. You may be the one who will find a cure for cancer. You may be the one who God will use in unbelievable ways. We are so blessed, but it's that Spirit of God that lives in you. As a senior, to lead our youth group on Wednesdays and on Sundays, faithfulness, and yes, as a dancer at Pride, you have a wonderful, wonderful future ahead of you. So, don't be anxious, Paul wrote. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, give your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Hang on. God is going to bless you, and my prayer is that you will walk with God forever and ever. Congratulations there. If you're a parent or family member of these graduates, would you please stand? Parents, you, grandparents, you have done well. Congregation, clap for these. What a privilege to have 9 students engaged in the church. It is right and fitting that we honor them. Their lives are ahead of them beautifully, and I do pray God's blessing upon them and that God will go with them, that the scriptures that I've shared will be something that they will reflect on and hold in their life. High school graduates, next week this time, boom, chicka, boom. Here, where are these socks for you? They happen to be green and gold, but they're not Baylor. They say, oh, the places you will go. Oh, the places. It's a Dr. Seuss thing. You know the book. You probably have 12 copies you nailed by the end of the week. Oh, the places you will go indeed. May God go with you. Even as we celebrate these graduates, we've been aware of the great royal wedding yesterday. How many of you got up and watched the wedding? Come on, some of you guys, raise your hand. Or at least you got up at 6, or at least you've seen it. I encourage you, if you did not, or even if you did, find the sermon by the Most Reverend Michael Curry. One of the best sermons I may have ever heard. Definitely the best wedding sermon. A pastor in Chicago, it would do you well to listen to that sermon as he talks about love, and as he talks about the love of God through Jesus Christ. Graduates, I encourage you even today, go listen to that sermon about love. Graduates, the royal wedding, and tragedy again in our state. We offer prayers, we offer thoughts. Now what? It's just too frequent. Just since I've been here as your pastor, how many times have I stood here and said, let us pray again, let us pray again. I saw the politicians, the people trying to figure out what to say. I don't know what to say. But Lord, have mercy on our families, mental health crisis on our homes, on our schools. Lord, have mercy. We celebrate these students. We know that in Santa Fe today, they long for words. So we hold them up to God. Would you join me as we pray this morning? Father, we do thank you for our graduates. Not just any graduates, but graduates who've been invested in our church, in our community. We've seen them grow. They have grown with us, alongside us. At times, they have led us. They're extraordinary young men and women. We thank you for their families. We thank you that church was important to them and a commitment to Jesus Christ. God, as they go, we pray your blessings upon them. We know you have plans for them. May they be sensitive and listen to your Spirit. I thank you for a message I heard yesterday that millions heard, the message of love, the love of God through Christ. Our world needs that love. Today, some folks in Santa Fe, they need to know your love. Oh God, wrap your arms around that community, that school, those educators, those families, those students. We don't understand it. It makes us angry. We don't know what to do, whether it's guns, whether it's mental illness, whether it's parents. But God, we just can't keep doing the same thing. Oh God, grant us wisdom. Grant us wisdom. Surround us with your love. Surround that community, especially, with your love. This we pray in Jesus' name.